This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the Blunt Object, presented by Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Yes, good evening. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Get on their mailing list, their email list. That's where you get the best, you get notified of the best specials. Go check them out. As we are getting ready for the Trump presidency, the Democrats are coming to terms with a couple of harsh realities. First, those pollsters got it wrong, didn't they? And second, will President Trump act unilaterally, like President Obama did? I remember many pundits saying that the Democrats will someday regret that they let President Obama do so much on his own, from going around Congress on Obamacare and immigration to dropping bombs here and there. And you know what? Someday starts on January the 20th. That is 33 days from today. I can't wait for the Democrats to suddenly discover constitutional powers and states' rights. Trump will inherit a presidency with expanded powers, because Obama has been a wartime president for 8 years, and he's handing his successor a variation that has continued to grow even as Obama prepares to pass control to Trump. In his final weeks in office, Obama has broadened the legal scope of the war on extremism. The White House confirmed this past Monday, as it acknowledged it for the first time, that the administration now asserts it is legally justified to take on the extremist group Al-Shabaab in Somalia. The determination is based on an expanded application of a 9/11 era use of force authorization, a statute Obama has repeatedly leaned on to justify military operations. That rationale has raised concerns about how Trump might use Obama's precedent to justify other overseas entanglements without consulting Congress. Now, the White House staunchly defends Obama's use of military power, arguing in a detailed report this past Monday that all operations have been firmly grounded in domestic and international law. White House counsel Neil Eggleston called the report a demonstration of how Obama has ensured that all U.S. national security operations are conducted within a legal and policy framework that is lawful, effective, and consistent with our national interests and values. And yet, the report, which Obama said should be updated annually, also reveals how his administration has relied overwhelmingly on the 2001 authorization, which even Obama acknowledges is outdated. The law's targets then were al-Qaeda and the Taliban. A clause in the bill includes associated forces of al-Qaeda in Afghanistan or beyond. That clause is now being used as a catch-all for military action in Yemen, Iraq, Syria, Somalia, and Libya, plus the basing of U.S. troops in other countries. So, in other words, Obama is partying like it's 2001. And at the same time, President Bush did go to Congress in both Afghanistan and Iraq. You know, no U.S. soldier should ever serve anywhere unless he is put there by a decision of a president. And it would be wise for Trump to visit with Speaker Ryan and Majority Leader McConnell and draft a new war resolution that addresses the challenges that we face today. It's been 15 years since this was put together. It would be good to have a debate on the floor again on those actions. At the Democratic Convention in 2008, they were chanting, "Yes, we can." And I wonder how many in the cheering crowd thought the constitutional professor would leave office without closing Gitmo and assume that he would start wars there anywhere simply by calling it terrorism. The Nobel Peace Prize winner that he is. Today is Pearl Harbor Day, 75th anniversary. And, you know, then we faced religious zealots, you know. The Japanese they believed that their attack against us was ordained by the heavens. And, well, we face some of that same zealotry today. In Japan, when we started landing on the outlier islands, the civilians there that weren't captured or engaged threw themselves off buildings, threw their children, not buildings, mountains. Mountain peaks, you know, threw themselves off cliffs to avoid being captured because they were told and they believed that they would be tortured, raped, beaten, and probably eaten by the American soldiers. And they believed it to the degree of killing themselves by throwing themselves off mountains. Now, as we are going forward with Iran, with North Korea, I'm not really concerned about Russia because I think Putin and Trump sort of get along. I'm not really sure about that, but we'll see. But definitely with Iran, definitely with North Korea. We could find ourselves in a hot war anytime. Trump may, Mattis may get out there and put together a plan to go out there and carve up ISIS. So we might be in a hot war pretty quick, and it'll be up to Trump and Mattis and his people that we can handle that. But once again, we find ourselves facing religious zealotry, just like we did 75 years ago. It's interesting that the two biggest attacks to ever take place on American soil are Pearl Harbor and 9/11. Interesting times that we live in now. Trump will have to undo much of the damage that the Obama administration has inflicted on military intelligence, because military intelligence is meant to be used by the military, not for some. It's not a political thing. It's a military thing, and we got to get out of that. Then we have to make sure that our aim in war is victory in every way, not just militarily. After Pearl Harbor, there was not the slightest doubt that total victory over Japan was the only end that we could take, that we could accept. And more than that, the American people were united behind that goal. And that was not only the proper strategy for victory, it was also the proper strategy for peace. Japanese suicide bombers, following the mandates of their religion, died in order to give Japan the victory. They believed the heavens had determined for their sacred land. And the Japanese, although they haven't abandoned all the old religions, they're not going to allow that faith to be used for war. They have settled into a peaceful, prosperous, democratic, and free society now. They learned the lesson of war. They understand that war is hell, and they have backed away from it. And that is the final vital lesson for anybody to take away. Unfortunately, the rest of the world, besides Japan, hasn't learned that. And, in a lot of ways, it falls to us to stand by and make sure that that continues to stay in place. When we get back, there's a Democrat out there wanting to strip the power of the commander-in-chief from Trump before he even gets into office. That's okay. We don't understand who won that last election, do we? We will be right back. You are listening to Lock and Load. your stated goal is to be the best, you know your product will need to be superb. Primary Weapons uses the best manufacturing process and parts available. Clean, efficient operation due to their piston-driven system. While maintaining the perfect weight, Primary Weapons is first and foremost a company comprised of shooters looking to produce the most effective weapon possible. While pleasing to the eye, this is lethal functionality achieved. PrimaryWeapons.com. The highest quality, fair priced, because it's time.
Looking for the gift that keeps on lifting? Bigfoot Gun Belts offer a full line of steel-reinforced leather gun belts. Crafted with a double layer of rich English bridle leather, these gun belts will support the full weight of even the heaviest handgun. Each Bigfoot gun belt is made with the blood, sweat, and beards of Pacific Northwest craftsmen. Capture your legendary gun belt for as low as $59.88 at BigfootGunBelts.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
And now, three recent financial memories. Remember the market drops of 02, the financial crisis of 08, the flash crash of 2010.
It's not if, but when.
What do you have in place to protect your profits? OnTheMarkMoney.com introduces WealthGuard, a complete portfolio monitoring system that sends out direct alerts when your accounts hit a targeted downside value, and it works with all your retirement accounts.
Even 401k.
Learn how to get WealthGuard free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Yeah, welcome back. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. You are listening to Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand.
outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Representative Jim Himes, he's a Democrat from Connecticut, but make that D stand for destroyed, made his first step in stripping President-elect Donald Trump of his military power. He says because Trump has no foreign policy experience and operates on unpredictability, he is introducing legislation to ensure only Congress can declare war because they're so good at it. This is called the Reclamation of War Powers Act. He introduced this yesterday and attempts to curb the executive branch's power to carry out military actions. Now, I just told you how President Obama has expanded the president's role. And the thing about this particular law that makes it so stupid is it would have to go to the president for a signature. I don't think he's going to sign off on that one. The bill aims to cut funding for military missions not authorized specifically by Congress and would repeal authorizations for military force in Iraq and Afghanistan. Congress is and was and is guaranteed the power to declare war in the Constitution, and yet since 9/11 more military authority has been given to the executive branch. Now, because it is claimed he is erratic, Trump is now poised to be president. Himes said it's in the country's best interest that he be required to consult with Congress before taking any military action, and his justification for this is Trump's Twitter account. Now, I could give you some tweets and everything on that, but here's what it boils down to: that bill hasn't got a snowball's chance in hell. Not one. And it's a grandstanding ploy. And he's got as much experience with foreign policy as Obama does, or had when he came into office. I don't remember anybody challenging that. If they tried to challenge him at all, he just looked at him and said, "We won. I won. Okay, shut up. I won. I'm in charge. I won." So he set the standard, Democrat. There is an electoral college group out there, and they like Kasich as their compromise candidate to block Trump, which, you know, I don't really know the electors. The way the electors work is that there's 538 of them. That's one for each senator and representative in the House and three for D.C. Now, except for two states, the way this works is like this. And we're talking, I believe, Nebraska and Maine. In those two states, it is not a winner-takes-all contest. However, in all the other 48 states, it is winner-take-all. So whoever wins the state wins the electoral votes. That's the way it works. There is no law stating that they have to vote for their party. And there's no law stating that they have to vote for anything else. It's just the way the Electoral College is set up. It's a winner-takes-all proposition. Now, in some states, electors do have to vote in accordance to how their states went in the presidential election. And electors who go rogue could possibly face legal trouble. And that person would be removed from the slate of electors and replaced with someone who will abide by the state's election law. And as written, it's a fruitless exercise, as this is a Hail Mary attempt to block Trump. They're calling themselves the Hamilton electors, and they're trying to peel 37 Republican delegates away from Trump. They also reportedly have 8 Democratic electors who are ready to bolt from Clinton. They have chosen their consensus alternative is Ohio Governor John Kasich. Now, the Clintons wisely have kept their distance from this political tango, and the group's leaders adding that the power couple's distance is an asset in their lobbying campaign with Republican electors. But Bill Clinton is an elector from New York, so I don't know how long that talking point can hold up. Now, advocates for the long-shot bid to turn the Electoral College against Trump have been in contact with close allies of Hillary Clinton, according to multiple sources familiar with the discussions. But the Clinton camp and pantsuit herself have declined to weigh in on the merits of the plan. They're operating without regard to the Clinton campaign's views and without its assistance. And to some leaders of the anti-Trump effort, the lack of formal Democratic Party engagement is an asset as they attempt to woo Republicans. So they're also preparing for a wave of lawsuits challenging preparing a wave of lawsuits challenging 29 state laws that purport to bind electors to the results of the statewide popular vote. Those laws have never been tested or enforced, and many constitutional scholars believe they conflict with the founders' vision of the Electoral College as a deliberative body. Courtroom victories, they hope, will embolden other electors to join their cause. But they're running out of time. All 538 of them will meet on December 19th in their respective state capitals to cast the formal vote for president. Trump won the popular vote in the states that constitute 306 electors, easily above the 270 vote threshold. He needs to become president if all Republican electors support him. That's why the anti-Trump electors are working to persuade at least 37 Republican electors to ditch Trump, the minimum that they need to prevent this election and join them in support of a compromise candidate, which could send the final decision to the House of Representatives, which means it's still Trump. Democratic electors have already revealed that they're close to consensus is Kasich. And he is increasingly seen as the most acceptable Republican alternative to electors on both sides. Kasich would be a fool. It would be political suicide to get involved in this. I know that he had a speech prepared to give when Trump lost. Trump didn't lose. Kasich is not a Trump supporter, but he is someone who accepts the results of an election. He lost the primary, and he saw the American people support Trump, and that's it. That's all there is, period. And I don't think he's that foolish. We'll see. When we get back, Hillary may not be out of trouble just yet. She may still be deep in the heart of the legal woods, and it may be bad for her. This is Lock and Load.
What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard get more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com.
The weapons you want without any delays.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved
loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross! And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there? Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Although Trump has signaled, but he doesn't intend to appoint a special prosecutor to invest Clinton. Knowledgeable sources say that Hillary is still deep in the legal woods. And it's her fault that she's still in trouble. Now, Trump, remember when he went on 60 Minutes and he told Leslie Stahl, I don't want to hurt the Clintons, they're good people, I don't want to hurt them. Well, when Hillary joined Jill Stein and asked for a recount in Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania, some of that magnanimous part of it went away. Now Trump is listening to a chorus of vengeful Republicans who don't want to let Hillary skate on her use of a private email server and her pay-to-play conflict of interest with the Clinton Foundation. A sure sign that he's reconsidering his position came when he announced he was asking the renowned prosecutor Preet Bharara. Stay on as U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of New York. Now, Bharara has specialized in rooting out public corruption and is a close friend of James Comey, the director of the FBI, who still has an open criminal investigation of the Clinton Foundation. And Marara's his jurisdiction extends to Chappaqua, New York, where Hillary stashed her homebrew email server. And Marara and Comey have discussed the Hillary email case on several occasions. If he agrees to prosecute the Hillary case, he could bring it to the chief judge of the United States District Court for the Southern District of New York. She could assign the case to one of the Southern District's 44 judges, who in turn would then impanel a grand jury, either in Manhattan or in White Plains, the county seat and the commercial hub of Westchester County. The jury would decide whether the case against Hillary should go to trial. She's a long way from out of trouble. A long way. And like I said, it's her fault. One of the saddest things that I've ever seen other Americans go through is what the left is going through now. Because they're creating their own matrix. They have lost their grip on reality. And they have decided to create their own actuality. And the election of Trump has been the catalyst for the breakdown of their liberal minds. The Hillary boosters are still trying to figure out just what went wrong. I mean, this was the first woman president who's beat by a rather gauche person who talked about all kinds of gross stuff in the locker room, sounding like he was in a locker room. Instead of going through the five stages of grief they've taken to creating an alternative universe where their ideology is still the unquestioned orthodoxy. Take, for example, Representative Himes getting out there saying, we will take away his ability to be the commander-in-chief. No, you won't. I mean, you can talk about it all you like, and I'm sure you'll get some press, but you're not going to succeed. What do losers do when they're confronted with their own impotence? Well, they turn to science fiction, and they become the writers to help alleviate the mental pangs caused by the incoming Trump. To try to work with that, a writer at Newsweek decided to publish pre-written copy prepared in case Hillary had won. Fairy tale curator Zach Schoenfeld explains, we're living in a dystopian future. Some publications weren't so well prepared, you think? He collected various dispatches from left-leaning writers at different publications. It's no surprise that these journalists wrote in advance about Hillary's triumph. A lot of people on my side, some of you thought that Hillary was going to win. Everybody presumed, a lot of people presumed that Clinton win. So my question is, what exactly is the point of publishing any of this stuff now? What interest is served in doing this? Reporters are supposed to describe the real world, not a fantasy world. And this is reality avoidance at its most pathetic. So using fake news to live vicariously in a non-existent future isn't the only way liberals are coping with middle America's big screw you at the ballot box. Now that Hillary has decisively won the popular vote, which I'm not so sure it's decisive, calls for abolishing the Electoral College, of course, have reemerged. Think Progress had a headline, get ready for a major push to kill the Electoral College. Former Vice President Al Gore endorsed the idea. California Senator Robert Boxer introduced a bill to make it so. We can't let that happen because then we become the United States of California. Period. And, a woman should not be denied the presidency. This is in their worldview. A woman should not be denied the presidency by a bunch of white men from 200 years ago that set up this system. The Electoral College should be tossed out by, like, leftovers. But while we have it, the college's electors should refuse to vote for Trump later this month. This is the same people. These are the same people who demanded that Trump accept the election results no matter the outcome. And then logical consistency, that is truth-based in reality, has never been the forte of the left. They'd much rather cry foul, take their ball, and go home. Now, here's the thing about the Electoral College business. Both Trump and Clinton campaigned to win a majority of its votes. The presidency was never supposed to be a popularity contest. If that were the case, Hillary could have campaigned solely in New York City, Los Angeles, Chicago, and Washington, D.C., and would have won the election. But she didn't, and it doesn't, and she lost. And this refusal to come to terms with the way the world works is at the core of progressive philosophy. When the truth doesn't turn out to be the liberals' preferred truth, a series of mental gymnastics takes place to alter that reality. And nearly all of those efforts prove futile. Another example, the leftists have claimed for years that gender and sex are distinct. Whereas sex is set, gender is not predetermined, but it's fluid. It's not true, but to some it seems plausible. To them it seems plausible. So now biology is out the door. Nicholas Matt, a gender studies professor at the University of Toronto, claims there is no such thing as biological sex. Get it? Whatever piece God fitted you with is not part of your inherent being. Genitals and chromosomes are now debatable. If we can't agree, having both X and Y chromosomes means you're a biological male. How are we supposed to reach agreement on any kind of truth? If we can't get that one right, that's a very simple one. If politics is a process of bringing together a shared moral vision of the common good and working out differences along the way, that very vision is imperiled by a total lack of regard for fact, which is, you know, that's the way it is. You know, a lot of people that they think of as kooks called a Trump victory. They called us kooks because we were calling for a Trump victory. Turns out we were a little bit like Nostradamus. When we get back, the Democrats are afraid of some of these military figures.
Your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code radio to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. I want to address something real quick. In the chat room, I have us nameless, faceless ninjas feel left out with all the secret talk. And that was put out there today at 5 minutes till 9 a.m., which that meant they were looking at the replay. Whoever you are that put that out there, I'd really like to know what you're talking about. I don't want anybody to feel left out. There's no secret talk going on. There might be some stuff that you're not privy to, but I mean, if you want to email me at bill@lockandloadradio.com, I'd be happy to clue you in on whatever you got, whatever it is you'd like to know. Like I said earlier, we were remembering Pearl Harbor. We lost 2,403, and there was 1,178 Americans wounded in that one. There were questions raised then about our preparation and security, the lack of which allowed the attack. Today, we're at war with the radical Islamists. We have been at war with them since 1979. That was when Iran seized our embassy. And since 1979, we have suffered many attacks, such as the 1983 Marine Barracks attack in Beirut, which was my impetus to join the military. The 1983 attack on our embassy in Beirut, Mogadishu. The 1993 World Trade Center attack, Khobar Towers attack, the embassy attacks in Kenya and Zanzibar, the USS Cole, September 11th, Fort Hood, the Boston Marathon, and the numerous so-called lone wolf attacks by the Muslim terrorists. And Trump has promised to be more aggressive to fight and destroy the terrorists, and he has appointed men who share his goal and attitude, but also bring the skill set with him. You got Mike Pompeo to the CIA, General Michael Flynn as National Security Advisor, and General James Mattis to the Secretary of Defense. Mattis needs a congressional waiver to serve because of the rule prohibiting retired military to serve as Secretary of Defense within 7 years of retirement. General George C. Marshall obtained a congressional waiver to serve as Secretary of Defense under President Truman, a Democrat, at the start of the Korean War. Now, of course, some Democrats have announced they will oppose a waiver for General Mattis. Representative Adam Schiff, ranking Democrat member of the Select Committee on Intelligence, said on December 6th that while General Mattis would make an excellent Secretary of Defense, Democrats may oppose the waiver to confirm him because there may be too many military types in the Trump administration. Schiff said, "What may tip the balance for me is if the president-elect populates even more positions within the administration with even more military figures. I'm going to have a lot of heartburn about this. If he starts making those other nominations, it's going to place the Mattis waiver in real jeopardy, at least as far as Democrats are concerned." That's consistent with what Senator Kirsten Gillibrand announced when she said she would oppose the waiver. "Because civilian control of our military is a fundamental principle of American democracy, and I will not vote for an exception to this rule." Okay. I understand civilian control. I get that. Just as I also understand that the civilians, since World War II, civilian control has been what has compromised most of the military operations we've been involved in. Because it becomes politicized. It is militarized, but it also becomes politicized. We start listening to polls, and we start listening to opinions and focus groups and all these other things and protests and all this other stuff, which without the backing of the civilian chain of command, that seriously undermines the capability of the military members out there trying to do the deed. Now, for those that are out there saying, well, you know, too many military types, I like the military types because they will simply just get on with the job. That's what they do. Mattis is eminently qualified to serve as Secretary of Defense during our war with terrorists. There is no rational basis to oppose his nomination. There's no danger of the military taking over, some Democrats profess to fear. You know, up to this point, right, it's been me and you who've been afraid the military was going to take over, right? That's what they would tell us. And they would also tell us we can't possibly hope to fight them. Trump will be the one setting the policy, and the Secretary of Defense will report to the president. He will be taking his orders from the president. Being Secretary of Defense does not mean that you have carte blanche to do whatever you want. The Democrats are playing politics with one of the most important nominations during a time of war. And Democrats should remember December 7th and set aside their petty politics for the best interests of this country. They should do that, and they should do it now. And stop messing around with it. Stop giving me a bunch of junk. I don't want to hear it. Coming out of California, their lawmakers there, the entirety of California has decided to be one big sanctuary state, which is basically what it is now. We've been hearing from mayors like Bill de Blasio and Rahm Emanuel pledging to push back against President-elect Donald Trump's immigration policies, which is he intends to simply enforce the law. And he's going to start with the criminal illegal immigrants first. De Blasio and Emanuel both pledged to protect illegal immigrants living in their sanctuary cities from Trump's deportation plans. I personally think, starting with Emanuel, starting with de Blasio, that the feds should go to these city seats of government and arrest everybody that's involved in that policy for breaking the law. I thought the feds were supreme. Coming out of California, we get Democratic Assemblyman Mark Levin of San Rafael calling Trump's immigration policies ethnic cleansing. Now we're just going to start adopting new phrases that have nothing to do with what he's talking about deporting those who are criminals. Then you hear Senator Ricardo Lara Democrat from Bell Gardens, whose parents were immigrants in this country illegally before they gained citizenship. He said opponents of rolling back current policies are going to fight proponents of mass deportations on the streets. They're projecting a street fight in order to keep the illegals here. The dreamers. Guess where we step in? Gun owners. I don't know how they're going to do it. It will be the illegals doing the fighting, I guess, because the politicians are not going to be doing the fighting. In addition to putting a stop to Trump's deportations, the California lawmakers have also proposed legislation to provide attorneys to illegal immigrants, deny assistance to a potential registry of Muslim immigrants, and insist that California voters must first have a say on any kind of wall along the Mexican border. In other words, they're trying to not make Trump's life easy, except the problem here is that constitutionally the border is Trump's. That's part of their problem. The other part of the problem is that Trump has a mandate. You don't think he does, he does. He's got a mandate, clear cut. Very clear cut. And this is going to be one of the things that's going to be a test. If he actually does it, he'll be President Trump till 2020. And then we'll be looking at President Pence. You think I'm kidding? Trump intends to succeed. He intends to keep his promises. He's already doing it out there. He's already kept jobs from Carrier here. Not all of them, to be sure. But he kept the vast preponderance of them. Now he's got a $50 billion investment from a Japanese bank. He's not even the president yet. He's out there making moves. See, Hillary won't answer the phone anymore because she was making moves because she thought she was going to be coordinated, but that didn't work out. But that's, you know, we'll cover that another day. Coming up next, we're going to be joined by Sean Maloney, CEO and founder of Second Call Defense. Because it is Wednesday and it's the world according to Second Call Defense, this is Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the brotherhood.
Think education has to be boring?
Think again.
Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.